The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the expressions that is sometimes associated with meditation is the idea of a still, quiet place inside. And cultivating a still, quiet place within. And it is, I think it's useful to consider that a big part of what drives our mental activity is desire, intention, wanting something or not wanting something. So if you're thinking, you know, you look at most of the things you're thinking about on a regular basis, and probably behind that thinking is some wish, some desire, some intention, something that we want to accomplish, something that's important for us. And so the mind is, you know, if you're thinking about the same topic a lot, your mind is directed in that direction, thinking about that. Or if you come into a new place that you're unfamiliar with, and you feel some worry about being in this new place, your mind's going to be directed, your attention's going to be directed towards maybe surveying the environment, looking around, seeing what's going on. And so your mind is kind of outwardly directed more. If you are sitting in meditation and you have an itch that you've never had before, and your mind starts thinking about this certainly must be skin cancer, and then it's going to be hard for your mind not to be, in some ways, be directed or leaning towards that itch and that concern. It's directed in a certain way. So often the mind is directed, or the attention is directed towards something, some direction. And it can even be somewhat not so conscious that we're doing it. We think we're trying to be with our breathing. That's what the plan is for meditation, to be with your breath, perhaps. But the mind is already directed towards something else. And because it's not so conscious that the mind is directed towards this thing that's interesting or important, you get pulled into that world over and over again, very easily. And you can let go of what you're thinking about a lot, but the directedness of the mind, the intentness of the mind about this particular thing is just there, still there. And so the thoughts will just keep falling into that direction again, over and over again. So that's all a long way of saying that, you know, the mind is often directed in some way, focused on something, and consciously or subconsciously. And what can be helpful when you meditate sometimes is to not just decide I'm going to be with the breath, but to, in a more deeper, broader way, kind of internally direct your mind towards, direct your attention towards a still, quiet place within. So that your mind is not directed outwardly or into the future or into things which are more external or disembodied, like, you know, just virtual thinking that we do, but actually kind of intentionally kind of look, even sometimes to look inward. Imagine that your eyes, rather than gazing out, are gazing down and in towards yourself, into the stillness within, into the quiet, or you're listening inwards to the quiet within. There might be a lot of chatter in there, but you listen to the quiet part of it. And then you might, as you turn inwards, you might notice where, what parts of your body are activated or energized. Because, you know, if we carry a lot of tension or have been involved with a lot of activities, that part of our body still, that's habitually being used, is still activated in some way. And so you might find yourself, you know, that maybe your energy is much more in your upper chest because of some concern you have. Or you might see that the inner world is more, the upswelling of energy is up into your head as you have a lot of mental activity there going on. And so as you turn towards the still, quiet place within, you might notice what parts of your system are not quiet and not still. And then in the service of stillness and quiet, you can perhaps, it might be possible to relax and soften that. You might not have a lot of success, don't have too high standards. But to relax, the places that are activated or tense or active involved. Focus on, see if you can come back and relax and soften into a still, quiet place within. And then once you're kind of getting closer to that, still or quiet or more peaceful, a little bit here and now, it's an encouragement to be here, now, and to tune into, direct yourself to that part of yourself which is still and quiet. And I would suggest there's always such a part of you. Mostly we're overlooking it because we have all these other important things to think about and be concerned about. There are all these other things we tend to give priority to. So, for example, if you're feeling tense, you feel kind of uncomfortable because of the tension you might feel in your shoulders or your forehead or your jaws or wherever you might feel it, it's very easy for the mind to get really interested in that, preoccupied with that, prioritize that as an important topic for focus of attention. And so the mind is directed towards it. But what happens if you prioritize the still, quiet place within? To give that slightly more value or importance in your mind than the place of tension. Who said that the places of discomfort should be the places of, you know, major preoccupation of the mind or major concern of what's going on? So perhaps there are times when this idea of turning inward intentionally to a still, quiet place within will help you kind of arrive and settle and be present more fully here. And may perhaps that inner, quiet, still place within can be a nurturing place, a supportive place, something that's meaningful and a little bit sacred or special or wonderful, nurturing, nourishing place. And then once you're kind of a little bit more in touch with that, then it might be easier to stay with your breath, to just be more mindful of what's happened in the present moment with that as a foundation, with that as a background for it. So if this kind of language or ideas, you know, seems something that you can relate to, you might try sometimes in your meditation as you begin or after a little while of settling down, of intentionally turning yourself inward to the still, quiet place within, and then relax whatever seems to be around the edges of that keeps it, you know, and surrender yourself, give yourself over to that still, quiet place within. Kind of like a shelter from the storm. And may it be a place that you feel comforted and safe and supported. So those are my thoughts this morning. Yes, please.
How do you know you're in a still, quiet place within?
How do you know if you're in a still, quiet place within? Either you know it or you don't. I wouldn't worry about it. if you can't feel or sense or have it, you tune into an inner quiet place, then don't worry about it. Don't make that a reason to be more anxious. Then just don't worry about it and do your practice as you usually do it. But if it's accessible, it can be a support. And sometimes it can be an escape. I mean, sometimes it's a way of... So there are occasionally people who have an ability to go to an inner quiet place and they use it to run away from their life. And every time there's a challenge in their life, they go there and to never really look at what's going on. So, you know, it can be overdone. But I think for the most part, most people don't avail themselves enough of that place. And the more people, it can be more useful to encourage people to go there than it is to point out that when it's overdone. Any other?
I mainly want to say thank you. I just find this so valuable, and I just want to test my understanding a little bit here. It's not an either-or that we're either disturbed or peaceful.
No, it's a matter of degree.
It's a matter of degree, and we have the ability to direct our attention toward the still quiet just as much as toward the disturbances that may be going on.
And some people have the habit of only being interested in the disturbances.
Right. Yeah. And I think we have, I do have sort of a sense that, oh, if there is a disturbance going on, I'd better pay attention to it. That's the healing thing to do, to be in touch with my feelings and try to find out what they are. But
that's
not always.
Not always. And that, yeah. I mean, that's often the instruction that we give in this practice here, is to pay attention to what's predominant. But sometimes it's not so helpful to go towards what's disturbing, or because it just keeps us more agitated. And sometimes it's this idea of finding a place of inner stability, inner peace, inner stability, steadiness, stillness, quiet, and establishing that first, or some connection to that first, then there's a different perspective from which to then look at how we're disturbed. Because then we're probably not going to be as entangled or caught by it. We have a balanced perspective from which actually to look at it in a non-reactive, non-involved way. Okay.
Thank you.
So thank you, everyone.